Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has great things in store for those who have ears to hear. And, you know, having ears to hear is very important to your life. The difference between those that choose God's will and those that reject it is the word of God that they receive. If you receive God's word, you'll have faith. And if you when you have faith, you can change your life. You can redefine your life from what it is now to something much greater. And remember, when a man believes on Jesus Christ, or a woman, when a man or a woman, boy or girl, believe on Jesus Christ as their Savior, they are part of the kingdom of God, a mighty kingdom, a well-organized kingdom, a blessed kingdom. And they break through the persuasions of the world system. They break through the poverty of the world system. They become industrious. They become an asset to society and not a liability. They become blessed and not cursed. They overcome. Satan won't be able to stop them. See, Satan can do many things. Don't be afraid of him. If you have faith, you can easily overcome the enemy. Last week, we dealt with opposition. When you set out to do good, you're going to find opposition. And people out there, people think that everybody thinks like them. In other words, if a person is loving, it's easy for them to assume that everybody's loving because they're loving. That's the way to be. All right? And the words say this, and people who are froward, to the froward, everybody's froward. Froward means mean. A mean person, it's easier for a mean person to believe that everybody's mean. And so when people think that way, they act like it. They expect people to be mean and be low down. And to those who are loving, it's easy for them to believe that everybody's loving. So, but everybody's the way they are, and Satan's trying to corrupt people. So people are out there. Many people will be like an opponent against you because of what they don't know. Now, as you walk in the light, you'll have to do some breaking through. Because sometimes people, if you're trying to be positive, there are many that's negative. But when you receive the word of God in your heart and with the intent to do it, you know, you can't do God's will just because you want to. You have a habit system. What is your habit system? What do you habitually do? It's easier for you to do the things that you normally do, whether it's good or bad. But when you receive Jesus Christ, my friend, when you receive him, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and his blood has washed away your sins, your sin nature is broken. Sin can't dominate your life like it once did. But your habit system, you still got to break through and change your habit system. But I'm saying, don't just try to do what's right because it's right. Fill your heart with the word and do it in God's strength. See, when you believe God's word, that's your lifeline. That's when you receive God's word, you receive a living protocol. And you will be able to overcome the worldly protocol or the deadly protocol. Your normal way of doing things will be just like God instead of just like what you've done in the past. Don't expect the ways of the past to be in your future. If you keep doing what Jesus said, do, your life will heal from the inside out. He saved us from the inside out. The first part of their experience salvation is your spirit man. An alcoholic, the wine and the alcohol was bringing his life down. and he cried out to Jesus for salvation. Well, God gave him a new spirit, but he still got the same stomach. And there are cases when alcoholics get saved, the Lord will just renew their stomach and change their appetite. That is a miracle. Sometimes people are on drugs, or they're in prostitution, or they're adulterers or fornicators, or even homosexual. And when they get saved, the Lord will break that sin nature to the point that they lose the appetite for it. That is a miracle. So all the wicked things of the world, these devices are there so that Satan can control you. He's controlling you with sin. If you sin, you become a slave to your sin, and Satan becomes the master of your life. He will leverage you by your greed. He'll leverage you by your lust. He'll leverage you by your habit system. He'll leverage you by whatever it is that you do that's wrong. Even whether it's worry, whether it's fear. There are many parents that worry about their children. The enemy will leverage you the rest of your life through your worry. And you will continually lose the strength that you attain. That's what worry does. Now, but the easy way to do it, I love telling people the easy way to overcome. There are people who do overcome, and this is what they do. They receive God's word on the inside, and they believe it, and they cherish it to the point that they decide they want to do it. And living will come natural that way. If you have any kind of problems, find a scripture that deals with your problem. That was Philippians chapter 4 was a scripture that really blessed my life. Now, when I first read it, years ago, I had read it before, but I didn't focus on it. But one day, I saw the part where it said, "Be not anxious for nothing." I said, "Wait a minute, Lord. If I hear bad news, if my mother is in the hospital or died, I'm not supposed to be anxious." And see, my mind at those times, I said, "Well, hey, it's excusable to be anxious if something bad like that happens." But let me read it precisely what the Lord said. Because the word of God is good. Here it is. Philippians 4, I'll start at verse 4. Says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Now watch verse 6. "Be careful for nothing." That word careful means anxious. My footnote had anxious. And that's why when I read it, I said, "Be anxious for nothing." He said, "Be anxious for no reason, for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then watch what he said in verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, what will happen if you actually did that? Your perception will be stronger. The Word of God always helps you, enables you to be stronger. So, with your perception stronger, and your attitude's going to change, you're going to be strengthened. When people work against you, you'll be able to handle it God's way. You'll be motivated with the love of God to handle it. Now watch verse 9. He said, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Now Paul is talking about his example. He said, "The things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me," because he worked miracles in his life, and he preached the word, and they knew him. He said, "You do the same thing. And the God of peace shall be with you." See, the word of God is not just for preachers and Sunday school teachers and people. It's for every child of God. A child has the same responsibility as his dad and his mother and the pastor to learn who God is. Some religions teach their children their religion from children, and they put that they teach their version of what they believe, and their children are more versed. But Christian people don't do that. It's too many Christian people, they don't sit their children down. Hey, let's study the word together. You know, my mother would teach me the word. My dad thought that I got it in church, like most parents. See, I know how it is. I was a pastor's son. But he didn't sit me down like, this is how you do this. He didn't school me like my mother did. He kind of left that to her. But she didn't do it all the time. And that was a lot of things I didn't know. And I did a lot of things because I didn't know a lot of things. But as I got to know God, I changed my ways. I started obeying him. And when you do, your life gets stronger. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Let people know about the website because it's free. All if you got a little time, 5 or 10 minutes a day, you can download. You can go on there and download these radio broadcasts, any website broadcast you want to. There are many on there. I mean, it's probably over 1,000 broadcasts on that. So, and all of them are free. There are writings on the Living Letters page. It's not many writings. Most of the website is audio, but everything is downloadable. It'll download to your laptop or your smartphone, and you can listen to it whenever you want. And if you don't know how to do it, go get your grandchild. They know how to do it. I promise you they can do it. And if they can't, their friend can. And if they can't, their parent might be able to do it. But if you have to take your smartphone to your vendor, like AT&T or Verizon, and they'll show you how to get to your downloads, and you can listen to the old preacher when you want to. Now, when you listen to the broadcast, let these things grow. Whenever you hear God's word, not just my broadcast, but when you receive the word of God, let it grow roots in your heart. So that when people oppose you, you'll still be all right. You'll still be able to stand and do what you know is right. And see, when you get saved, you have a longing to do what's right. You love the word of God. You want more of it. And there's peace. And that's God's will. I want the best for God's people. I want to see you in your best condition. The Lord told me back in the early 90s, he said, let not my people lack knowledge. And I mean to obey him. And I made myself accessible. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to do these things. And I asked him to show me his word and help me study, help me do all that I do. And he does. He works with me. And he helps me to do the things of God. As we go forward, doing his perfect will, we grow from glory to glory. We don't stay the same. We change. We ever change. We don't stay like we used to be. And when you grow from glory to glory, you'll find yourself laughing at things that used to bother you the most. You'll find yourself in a better condition. When you grow from glory to glory, you're able to pray and get results. You're able to change what's around you. You're able to, like Brother Horton used to say, and you can listen to him on the newlivingletters.com, on the website. A few years back, he said something very important. He said, you can change the facts in your body. If you have any kind of problem, any kind of medical condition, you can change the facts in your body. But because Jesus Christ paid for you to be healed. He paid for you to be healed. He paid for you to be healed. I'm sorry that people compromise God's word and don't teach it like it is. But Jesus Christ paid for you to be healed and set free. Your body can be strong again. You know, even missing body parts can be replaced. And you won't be the first person to receive a new arm or a new eye or whatever's missing. Because Jesus Christ paid for you to have wholeness and health. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed. And he, and the word means that. It's up to, it's some people can't, they can't believe it because they never saw it. There are many things you've never seen, but I'm telling you, as you endeavor to learn God's word, God will work miracles. And it will get you, but when it happens, grow roots. Let the word be deep in your heart. Also, don't worry about things that you can't change. Don't worry about your condition. Just believe God and take him at his word. That's how we get to know him. And when people oppose you, forgive them. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let it make you in every problem you have, every challenge you have, don't let it bother you to the point that you give it all your attention. In other words, when you receive the word of God in your heart, that's going to give you strength, and it's going to give you the ability to walk out of compromise. It's going to give you the ability to go forward. It's going to put some strength in you, and you're going to have peace. See, the world don't have peace. They don't know what it's like to have peace. They have no reference for it. The closest thing is a child in a good home, but that's not an accurate reference of the God kind of peace. When people are not bothering you and everybody like you, that's not an accurate reference for the God kind of peace. When you get saved, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you have peace from the inside out. You have a knowing that you will live forever. You have a knowing that God is with you. You have fellowship with the love of God, with the pureness of God, and with the wisdom of God. And when he speaks, it lights you up. When God speaks to you, it lights you up. You have strength on the inside. Everybody don't know this. So most people that you know don't have a reference for this. There's no way they can identify with it. But you'll have it because you endeavored to know God. You trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you do it from a pure heart, if you mean it, you're going to have peace. Now your circumstances, they don't change. Just because your circumstances will be the same way, but you'll have peace. And the healing process of salvation will enable you, my friend, to live from glory to glory. You'll be able to do things anyway. You'll be able to see what you normally don't. And you'll gain abilities that you didn't know were possible. I desire that everybody knew the things of God, but the way people find out about these wonderful things of truths of God, the way people find out about the wonderful truths of God is people living according to his word. That's how we find out. That's how we do it. When you follow God, when you learn his ways and endeavor to do it, you learn. You become lit up with the word, you know, from the inside out. You got peace. You know that you're right with him. You don't fear death anymore. And you stop fearing destruction and problems of life. You come to a point that you grow. And when things happen that you don't like, you learn not to be anxious. Now, I didn't finish the thought that I had earlier when I read that scripture about being anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing. I read it every day till it became a part of who I was. I didn't try to make myself not be anxious. I didn't try to act like I'm not anxious. I just kept receiving the word until it became true in me. That's what I'm saying by fill your heart with the word of God. I didn't try to go around and act like I'm happy or act like I'm anxious or act like I'm not afraid. I don't do that. I fill my heart with the word of God, and it becomes a part of who I am. And that, my friend, will work. This will help us go forward and do all that's in God's heart. God, the Lord has a lot to say, and he loves us so much. He cares about us, and he's concerned about us. He wants us to know him. And I want to know him more. Every time he teaches me something, I want to understand it. And I want to become satisfied in the wonderful things of God. I don't want to go back to the beggarly ways of the world, begging and, you know, I wasn't ever a beggar, but in the world, people are begging for a little bit. Even if they're wealthy, they're begging for a little bit. I don't want to go back to that trap. The world system is a trap. It's a lousy trap. It's hard to get out of. You have to break through it. But those that love God, those that get to know Him, they break through the ways of the world. Not just to have better conduct, but they have a better life. And that's what I desire, a better life, the life of God in me. I want to know Him, and I want Him to be a viable part of my life and yours too. The Lord our God and King, His return is very soon. So as we go forward doing His word, living according to His will, we become healthy in our ways, healthy in our mindset, healthy in every way of life. There's no way to get to know Him without trusting Him and having faith in Him. If you believe God, you're going to get to know that He's really good. The Word of God says He's good. If you study His Word, sometimes people, they disconnect themselves from the reality of the word, because other people have compromised. You can't trust what happened to other people, and they're living in a compromised state of being. They have doubts, they have fears, they have lust, they have greed. But the Word of God will help you overcome all those evil things. And then as you receive God's word, you'll have the life of God inside you. Just like I attacked my anxiety problem, you know, when I saw that the interpretation of the word careful was actually anxious, it caught my attention. And I studied it. After 30 days, I studied that word, I prayed it, I confessed it, I spoke that I would be, you know, I spoke in agreement with the Word of God. I would be anxious for nothing. I put my will in it. And then I prayed. I said, Lord, help me to be anxious for nothing. And the concept helped me, gave me strength. The concepts of God's Word give you strength. And as I received the strength, the life of God developed in me. And then when every time a tragedy happened, I was able to master it. I had the mastery. When I found out that my father had passed, I had the mastery. When I found out that my mother had passed, you would have never known it by my conduct, because I had the mastery. I didn't fall apart. I didn't start crying. I didn't go get drunk. I had the mastery. When people have problems, I immediately pray. And the first thing I do in prayer, I pray in the Holy Spirit. I do what I know I can do that will work. People don't know it, but when you pray in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues is praying in the Holy Spirit. You're praying perfect prayer. The Lord is praying through you. See, the Lord has a protocol. He has to do what's right. You got to believe His word, and then He can honor it. You got to believe His word first. You don't always know what to pray for, so the Holy Spirit will help you pray perfectly. Now, this is found in Corinthians. Paul wrote about it. You have to study the 1 Corinthians, and you can learn about perfect prayer. And in chapter 14, he asked them to covet to prophecy more than speaking in tongues. He gave clarity there, because it's edifying to pray in tongues and speak in tongues. But they were having a speaking in tongue competition, so to speak. And he set order. So he said, covet to prophecy more than speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues still has a purpose. You can pray God's will. You can pray perfectly. You can pray for other people perfectly. When I hear the ambulance, I pray in the spirit. If I hear about a person that got hurt, I pray in the spirit. See, you don't have to be anxious for nothing. God has protocols. You can also pray with understanding and ask God what you want to happen. But when you pray in the spirit, you're giving him a chance to pray accurately through you. And then God can legally heal the recipient, people that need help. So when we are anxious for nothing, you have the ability, my friend, to be sober. You have the mastery. You're not under the chokehold, so to speak. You don't have to fall apart every time something happens. But you'll be in your right mind. Sometimes people think you don't care. But you'll be able to pray appropriately. You'll be able to deal with the problem appropriately. And this kind of growth, people will see it. And people that knew you before, maybe you were the kind of person that fall apart at the drop of a hat. But now you're sober when the worst things happen. And people that know you will see the difference. And they're going to wonder, how did you get to that point? But if they're around you long enough, they're going to know for a fact that God helped you. Now, all these things are true. God loves us. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. This broadcast is a little bit shorter than normal, but forgive me for that, but I don't have the time. But until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. And he will continue to move in and throughout your whole life. Just invite him to and believe what he has to say and receive what he's done. And fill your heart with the word of God. And you'll sense the life of God in you. And you will grow from glory to glory. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.